is you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Darrell Williams, he's a candidate for the United States Senate. And, you know, guys, here's an article in today's Salon. Democrats have taken more cash from Fox News PAC than Republicans since 2018. No one who wants to take money from Fox News or Rupert Murdoch should consider themselves a Democrat, the critic said. Yet Democrats have taken in more money from Fox News than Republicans. Let's go to Dr. Williams. Dr. Williams.
Ms. Ingram, I really respect the question that L.A. Tom raised, and he's right to a large extent. And I'll be the first to tell you, it is tough out here running this race, you know, with little money. But that's exactly what I'm doing. And I had to take a leave of absence to run for this position. So I've been out here on this campaign trail, you know, living off potted meat and Jack mackerels and crackers for the past year. But I believe in what I'm doing. And I mean, the thing, you know, and while people are still getting big money for their campaigns, the thing about it is this: I think people are tired of candidates who are getting all this money from these large corporations. And they're doing it, but at the same time they're doing it and selling their souls while they're doing it, and they're selling out the people. I mean, I think that's really the key, and I think people understand, you know, if somebody gave me $1 million, donated $1 million to my campaign, you know, 9 times out of 10 they're gonna feel like I'm in their pocket and there's some type of obligation, but for me. If you gave me $1 million, donated $1 million to my campaign, thank you. But I'm still here running for the people, and I'm going to stand true to my core values and the tenets of my campaign is what I told the people. And I understand where this whole thing working on, as in politics, it's important to have someone who can work on both sides of the aisle, whether it's working with Republicans or independents. It's important to be working with big businesses and so forth. All this stuff is important. But the key is this, you know, even in areas of disagreement, it's important. Sometimes you might have to, I could be colloquial for a second is, you know, you might have to, you know, I never get in bed with the devil, if you will. But sometimes the reality of it is you have to sit down at the foot of the bed and have a conversation to get some things done for the people. So I understand all those delicacies that and those inner workings that you have to do to work in there. But the key is I don't sell my soul for nobody, whether it's this position or anybody else. But I will do what is right for the people of Wisconsin.
Is Elliot still there?
Yeah, and I absolutely appreciate that. I'm just looking at the reality of the world, unfortunately, where you can, you know, lie in TV commercials. You can disparage someone's character if they're actually starting to move up. Like, I don't have a problem, honestly, at this time in history, if the Democrats are taking the money from Fox News or whatever it is, but I want to hear them yell out, hey, yeah, hell yeah, I'm taking this money from Fox News. This is my position, and this is exactly where I'm going to vote on things. And don't start doing the okey-doke where all of a sudden, you know, as Earl would call it, politics, where once you get into office, then, you know, you owe someone something. Because I don't see, I'm looking for the politician that actually says, you know what, yeah, I'm going to take money from this person, but you're going to see my voting record, and it's not even going to even line up with it. And I just have, that is the solution to everything, is public financing of elections and getting money out of politics so you can restore government back to we the people. So that when you do get out in the streets and you march, they listen to us and not to their donors. Hey. And like I said, I wish you luck, sir. I say you're doing God's work by getting out there and going to every county probably in the state of Wisconsin. I'm originally from Pepin County in Wisconsin. And the thing is, you know, more power to you. I know that If I were to run for office, that it would be very, very difficult. One, to be begging for money every single day. Like I said, you wish someone a happy birthday on their email, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you want to give me a campaign donation? It's like, you guys are worse than the, they're worse than the beggars on the street that everyone talks so poorly about.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. You know, Doc, in these last few minutes, you want to appeal to the listening audience on why they should vote for you?
You know, Mr. Ingram, I really appreciate that. I just think, you know, I'm running. You know, if Wisconsinites value the most critical issues, Mr. Ingram, in our at this time, the education of our kids. Here you got somebody who spent over 26 years in education, former National Principal of the Year, worked from a teacher all the way up to interim superintendent of schools. The military. You see what's going on in Ukraine. Emergency management, you're talking about climate change and a whole lot of other issues that's related to that. My point is this. Wouldn't you want somebody with that type of knowledge and education experience at the table, at the national level, when those tough conversations are being had? There's no other candidate that's running for this U.S. Senate seat with the type of knowledge, experience, and background that I have in those areas that's most critical to us at this time, and with a proven record in those areas. And I just think that if the people of Wisconsin, the ones that I've talked to as I go around from place to place, someone who understands them, I understand the issues in rural Wisconsin. I know exactly what that looks like. I'm from there. And I understand that working with the police on these different issues and civil unrest and all these things, you have someone here, I support the police. I'm going to tell you right now, if somebody breaking my house at 3 o'clock this morning, I'm dialing 911, and I don't want to hear that no one is coming. But we have to restore the public trust and confidence back within our communities, especially within our urban areas. So all these different facets and branches of this tree, I have experience in, more experience than any other candidate that's running. Check out my platform at WilliamsWorksForWisconsin.com and learn more about me. But ultimately, I look forward to your support and ultimately your vote. And if if the people of Wisconsin value that type of knowledge and experience at the table, then vote Darrell Williams.
Hey, Dr. Williams, man, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate it. We'll have you back again. That's Dr. Darrell Williams, candidate for United States Senate. And what district is that?
That's the whole state.
The statewide, yeah.
State of Wisconsin.
Okay, Doc. I really appreciate it, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, and thank all your listeners for listening in.
Thank you. That's Dr. Darrell Williams. Really good man, very talented man who is you know, unique from the standpoint that, you know, he's kind of like almost funding his own campaign, and you know, we wish him luck. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.